Login authorized. Welcome.
Welcome to Innova Solutions podcast series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast series. I'm your host, Liana Jaimes, and today we have two very important guests here, Catalina Sanchez and Elisa Manrique, from our Mexico Delivery Center. Hi, ladies.
Hello, Diana. Thank you for having us. Hi, Eli.
Hi. Happy to be here.
So tell us more about Mexico hiring trend and Innova's Mexico Delivery Center and talent acquisition. Where's Innova Nearshore Delivery Center located?
Yeah, of course. So our Innova Nearshore Delivery Center, it's mainly located here in Monterrey, but you know, we have multiple consultants in different locations in the country. We have mainly people in Guadalajara and Mexico City, and a few others scattered around the country that work remotely for our clients. So that's mainly where our delivery center is located.
Why do you think it's a great option to work with such delivery center?
It's actually a pretty great option to work nearshore with this delivery center. We have not only the availability of time zones and the convenience of having our resources and our consultants working basically in the same time zone as our clients, or just with 1 or 2 hours of difference with our multiple clients, but we also have the availability of travel. Our consultants are available to just be able to be in our clients' offices maybe in the same day or even the next morning if needed, or if anything was required at that moment of the consultants. Most of our consultants are able to travel to the US without, you know, having to go through multiple stages of like visa requirements. So that's also an advantage of having, you know, working with our nearshore delivery center as well.
That has been proven to be very helpful and a high value for our clients. And also here in the Mexico Delivery Center, we operate as an excellence center. We follow different best practices from the recruiting process and the hiring capabilities, the operations capabilities. We operate with excellence, right? Also, Mexico has become a very strong source of IT talent. We are seeing more and more diversity and more availability and options of skill sets that we are able to find here in Mexico, as well as in other countries, right? So that has also been of high value to our clients as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I need to say that both of you do an excellent job leading the talent acquisition team. So talking a little bit about that, I would also like to know, and our guest would like to know, what are your thoughts on the tech lag? Where does Mexico stand here?
You know, Diana, on that front, It is true that there's a small tech lag, and throughout the last 2 years, and I guess with all that happened with the pandemic, we've seen, you know, a lot of talent, emerging talent. So we see all that lag shortening and shortening. We see a lot more talent just developing working on new technologies. And so we've been working on closing that gap. So it's really, really interesting and fantastic to see that happening. And so we have even more options with, you know, with talent to bring to our clients and to offer to our clients. We see a lot of, you know, new resources and younger generations opening up to new technologies. And we have all those senior resources also willing to teach younger generations. And so we see that, you know, definitely that lag just closing and all that gap just really disappearing.
Yes, correct.
Okay, excellent. So heading to our next question. So what do you consider to be the best option? Either on-site or remote jobs?
There's advantages to both. There's definitely a high value in face-to-face interactions with the team, to being in the office. Just having all that, you know, building that social network with the team is definitely helpful. But there's also definitely high value in diversity in jobs, and it provides all this diversity and all that flexibility of, you know, our teams not spending time on traffic, or our teams, you know, being able to just connect from home, or to just be able to from home actually work on deployments and be able to provide all that assistance from home. There's also with remote jobs the possibility of also working within closer to time zones and adding all that multicultural value into our teams as well. So it's definitely a little bit of both. Both offer advantages. And, you know, the best thing about our delivery center, if you're working and if we have the resource working from our main location here in the delivery center, is that they have that possibility of hybrid, of coming into the office and having that face-to-face value with the teams that are here, but also have that possibility of working remotely and having the best of both.
We've seen candidates and clients that are familiar with both structures, as Ellie was mentioning, the value of the combination of both. And we're not gonna lie, right? Ellie, you won't let me lie either. It's also something that we hear from candidates day by day. Many of them prefer remote jobs, and many of them also are looking to go back to that, to those face-to-face interactions, right? So it's a combination. It's a combination of both. It's, I would say, one challenge and also value that is seen in the industry after the pandemic, like you were mentioning, Diana, where people got used to working from home. And we also have heard of many candidates and clients that are looking to go back because we realize some of those components and so, or some of that value that it's also important to have with on-site jobs, right? So we've seen both in the market. Candidates and clients looking for remote, they got used to that and they see that working for them, being comfortable with the operation, remote operation and the remote results and what we're able to deliver remote. And we are also seeing candidates and clients that are looking to go back to the old structures before pandemic, right? So it's also very interesting to see that in the market. And I do believe that we'll see more and more of this changing and more adapting from both clients, managers, candidates, resources, as we continue to establish ourselves in a normal world after pandemic.
Yes, definitely. And regarding the candidates that we're talking about, what are some best practices you will follow to recruit the IT talent?
You know, one of the best practices that we can have is always keeping in mind the candidate experience, allowing our candidates to have a great process, you know, having our team very, very not only client focused, but candidate focused as well. Definitely gives us an advantage to always be in contact with our candidate, with our client, just keeping both parties as informed about what's going on is definitely one of the best practices that we can follow and that we can have. And also working with our, you know, internal operations and our career development team to also be able to create career alignment for our candidates, just to really be able to provide career fulfillment so that they feel that not only are they joining only for a project and for a small amount of time, but just to feel that they're joining a company that will push them into challenges and into a career path in which they can grow and that, you know, that they can follow. So those are, you know, some of the best practices that we can have and that we can apply here in the delivery center.
Yes, correct. And I believe something very important that we use to achieve what Ellie is mentioning, it's transparency, right? During the whole process with both the candidate and our clients. With clients, we're very transparent about the type of talent that we can find here in Mexico, about the regulations, government regulations, and how we need to strategize with those regulations to make it successful for both client, us, the candidates. and also with the candidates to be very transparent of what are the essential or the main role qualifications, the main role expectations, short, medium, and long term, so that we can actually align their career path and their expectations with the company and their role as well. And that allows us to create long-term relationships and a lot of confidence between all the parties, right? So transparency during the whole recruiting process is very important for us. And it's also part of that candidate experience that we look for in each of the hiring processes.
Actually, the recruiting process, it's really interesting. Once it's finished, now you have the challenge to retain it, to retain the talent. So how do you manage to retain new employees?
It is definitely, like you were saying, it's a challenge, right? It is a lot of work of different teams working together. We have to work with career development team as well, just to really, and as Katie was mentioning before, it's also a lot about transparency, right? So since the beginning, we're letting them know about the type of projects that we have, the type of projects that we work with, how long the project is going to last. So they have a clear vision as to exactly where they're going to be going from the initial point moving forward, right? So it is all about building those long-term relationships with our candidates and our consultants when we're creating all that alignment in their career path, right? It's working with career development team as to what type of teams are we building, what type of growth are we going to be providing for these specific resources. So it's also, you know, it's a part of that and a part of working with human resources and working with company culture. And what can we offer aside from the great project that we have? So it's, what else do we have within our company? What type of teams are we building? What type of face-to-face interaction or what type of online interactions are we going to be having with our team so that they're also content and happy, not only with their project, but with the teams that they're working with? It's also building into, you know, onboarding, you know, that first impression that you get from the company that usually is crucial for that, you know, for that, how you start building all that relationship and all that interaction with the candidate and your consultant. It's also putting a lot of work into that, you know, making sure that since the beginning we are close to them, we're reaching out, checking if they need anything, if their laptops are working fine, you know, if they're having those interactions with their managers and their team. So everything that we do is definitely working with our internal teams, working with just everything being just growth oriented. So it's definitely, you know, building on all of those things at the same time.
Finally, to wrap it up today's topic, why should an organization partner with Innova?
I think what's important is to mention that we operate as an excellence delivery center, like we were mentioning at the beginning. We have many capabilities of offering flexible solutions through high performance teams or commitment to optimal results. And we can see that through these success stories for both our clients, our people, the candidates. We have plenty of those, right? I wish I would never end if I go through all of them. But that's the main thing. Everything that we have mentioned in this session englobes what we do to offer the best solutions that we can and the commitment. We have many, many teams within the company. As Ellie mentioned, it's a joint effort, right? With our different departments, career development, recruiting, all of our recruiters are fully committed to presenting and hiring the best talent for our clients and their organizations. We're aware of the responsibility that is, right? So we really work around that. Our team is fully committed to this, and not only the recruiting team, but also HR, also or technical architects and the delivery leads. We have very well prepared people that allows us to have those success stories that we have with our clients and people. So that's our value.
Right. And it's also, and Katie, I just want to add to that as well a little bit into, it's also, we value the trust that our clients place in us in finding, you know, that creating those high performance teams for them. Not only are we catering to, you know, the requirements in technology, but we want to cater into their requirements as teams, you know, teams that fit their company and their company values as well. Not only ours, but theirs as well. So it's definitely all that joint effort, you know, and communication with our clients that makes us definitely, as Kari was saying, an excellence delivery team.
Thank you so much for sharing everything today. It was a great conversation with both of you, and we will all love to keep on hearing and learning new trends for these 2023 for the delivery center and for talent acquisition. So see you next time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Diana. Thank you for having us. See you next time.
Thank you. It was great being here as well. Until next one.
Go farther with Innova Solutions. Thank you for tuning in to the Innova Solutions podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at innovasolutions.com. Moving at the speed of you.
Data transfer complete.